Good morning. Blessings from North Carolina. If you're sitting in a chair or laying down, please close your eyes. Of course, if you're driving or jogging or something else, you can't close your eyes. You can, but it might be a mess. So close your eyes and listen. Not to me. Listen within yourself. You are aware of this body that you have. Perhaps something's drawing your attention to it. Maybe the side of your nose is itching, or the back of your hand, or your neck. Go ahead and rub that, and then settle down. Be still. Never mind the body right now. We are going to let it go and turn our attention a little deeper. And what about this mind? Your mind. Perhaps it's thinking about an appointment you have later on or something you need to do around the house. Never mind that. We can come back to that. Maybe you hear a car going by on the road outside. Maybe you hear a plane up in the sky. Perhaps not right overhead, maybe out a little farther. But you hear it going by. Well, never mind that right now. Mind, be still. Perhaps you hear your kitty cat munching on its food. Maybe you hear your doggy chewing on a toy. Virginia Stevenson told me, all of these thoughts are like cars on a track. She said, don't get into any of them. Let them pass on by. When you're outside and you look up into the sky, you may see a bird flying by, or clouds going by, or perhaps you see the sunshine or the moon. These are those cars. Let them go by. Let the clouds go by. Be behind the clouds is the sky. Infinite sky. And within yourself, behind these thoughts, is something deeper. Behind these thoughts is consciousness. Consciousness is what I am. You are not the body. Let it go. Not forever, just for now. You are not the mind. Let it pass. Let it pass on by. You are this deep, deep consciousness, a deep pool of consciousness. Consciousness and God are one. Your consciousness is God. Your consciousness within is the Father. Rest, rest in consciousness. It is I, consciousness. Be not afraid. Consciousness is what I am. Peace. Be still. Consciousness and I are one. Before Abraham, consciousness ye must be born again. You must be born of your consciousness. You may rest here in consciousness any time, anywhere. Before you came here and appeared, consciousness is what you are. You must step aside and behold consciousness forms itself. When you touch consciousness, you touch God. Let consciousness flow through you. Let consciousness form you. must be born of this consciousness which I am. Not by begging, not by praying, by resting in me, consciousness. Be still now and know, experience, I am consciousness, God. God is your very own infinite consciousness. You are made in the image and likeness of consciousness. Consciousness goes before you. Consciousness stays behind you. Consciousness is ever with you. You and your consciousness are one. One infinite consciousness. Now rest here in consciousness. Behold, I make all things new. Come unto me, consciousness, and be saved. I, consciousness, will give you rest. I, your very own infinite consciousness, have come that you might have life, and life everlasting. In a moment ye think not, I, consciousness, am come. Rest in consciousness. Peace in consciousness. Stillness in consciousness. Presence of consciousness. This morning we are going to take one sentence randomly from this book, The Master Speaks. The most important part of our work is finding the answer to the question, what is God? And the answer? Consciousness. Your consciousness. Know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. I am the truth. Consciousness. We, as infinite individual consciousness, can be anywhere and everywhere in this world, because consciousness, which I am, consciousness, which you are, consciousness is omnipresence. I thought when I looked in the mirror I saw myself. I never did. I saw only my body. I was not there. Because I am consciousness. The body exists only at the standpoint of our consciousness. Consciousness forms itself. You don't force it to form something. You are relaxing from the body. You are relaxing from the mind. You are floating on a sea of consciousness. Our great purpose in life should be the development and unfoldment of our spiritual consciousness. Apart from consciousness, we are nothing. But as consciousness, we are infinite. Through our developed consciousness, we behold Him as He is. Then we shall begin to see that we are not flesh and bone. We are consciousness. I'm picking these sentences at random. We are consciousness. You are consciousness. I am consciousness. We have been through thousands of years of hearing about God and praying to God and expecting to meet God in the next world. From this point on, the time has come for the actual realization and demonstration of God consciousness. When I sit quietly and peacefully in a receptive state of consciousness, sooner or later I feel something within that I know to be the presence, the Christ, and I find that it, that presence, that Christ, meets these claims, whether they are mental, moral, physical, or financial. So, when you sit quietly, receptive to consciousness within, you feel it. You feel its movement. You feel the depth of it. You feel the weight of it. In one way or another, consciousness reveals itself and forms itself, and anything else unlike consciousness begins to dissolve. Oh, it may not dissolve the first time, or second, or third. But the more you come within here and rest back in the well of consciousness, the more it dissolves these thoughts and this material sense of body and reveals itself. As you get up in the middle of the night and flip the switch and light floods the room and darkness disappears, so will consciousness suddenly appear, and the appearances will disappear. Now, no one knows where the light, where the darkness goes, because the darkness is not a thing. It's a no thing. And no one knows where the sense, material sense goes. But the light of your consciousness dissolves it. Sometimes slowly, sometimes quickly, sometimes instantaneously. Make several trips to this inner consciousness daily. Rest in it more and more. Ye must be born of this consciousness. Ye must be formed of this consciousness. Whose consciousness? Your consciousness. God consciousness. You have been seeking a God somewhere, maybe up in the sky. When it turns out that God is your very own consciousness, God and consciousness are one. So seek no more. Come within and rest until you feel this beautiful presence, consciousness announcing itself. The treatment for anything and everything is peace. Be still. That is all. Peace. Be still is enough if it comes from a state of consciousness which is at peace and which has found the center of its being. Have you become conscious of your body again? Are you hungry? Are you tired? Stop that. Stop. Are you thinking thoughts again, consciously? Don't get in those cars. Let them pass by. Let the clouds pass by. The sky beneath, above the clouds. Consciousness behind thoughts. Have you opened your eyes? Who told you to open your eyes? Stop that. Close them. Rest in consciousness. Feel consciousness. If we do not have this consciousness of the presence of Christ, we lack the one element which does all the healing work. Ye must be born of consciousness. Our consciousness appears outwardly as form. This Christ consciousness, which is spirit, appears tangibly as form. I discovered that in the old days, they didn't have the word consciousness. They didn't understand it if they had it. So they used the word spirit. The Holy Spirit descends upon you. The Holy Consciousness. Our only responsibility is to attain the consciousness, the presence of the Christ. We sink back into our inner being. We find ourselves at the center. And out of consciousness flows the infinity of God. Again, our consciousness of truth appears outwardly as form. And we do not have to outline what that form shall be. It's omniscience. It knows. It knows. It is consciousness' good pleasure to give you the forms. We are required only to live and move and have our being in consciousness. As consciousness. We never can find God consciousness with the intellect, with human sense or reasoning. We find God only in our inner spiritual consciousness. Our inner awareness appears outwardly as form. How many times must that be said before we go to the well? When we have the inner awareness of consciousness, it will appear outwardly as immortality, spirituality, harmony, peace, joy, power. Whenever we are confronted with any form of disease, sin, death, lack or limitation, Let us be quick to realize this is a hypnotic picture. One of those cars, one of those clouds. And I do not have to do anything about it. A spiritual healer is not a person who develops a technique of using truth to overcome error or using treatment to overcome disease. No, because then you'd be in the car. You'd be looking at a cloud. A spiritual healer is a state of consciousness which knows that God alone is the reality of all being and that anything else is a state of hypnosis. The recognition that he is dealing with hypnosis rather than with a person or a condition is the healing consciousness. Again, I let the body rest. I'm not concerned about it. I let the thoughts go by like clouds in the sky. Behind the clouds is the sky. One infinite presence. Behind the thoughts is consciousness. One infinite presence. Peace. Be still. I, consciousness, am always, always with you. I, consciousness, will never leave you. I, consciousness, will never forsake you. But you have forsaken me. At times you have tried to live only in a body. You have tried to live in mind, in thoughts. You were born as a body. You were born as a mind. But ye must be born of me, your own consciousness. And so stand still. Stop. I am here. I have come that you might have eternal life, consciousness forever forming itself. You're born of consciousness, formed of consciousness, blessed of consciousness. Rest in me. Lean back in me. My peace I give unto you. Consciousness, eternal peace. Let consciousness live your life. And behold, I come quickly. All always return to the silence of infinite consciousness, God within you. The Father and consciousness are one. Speak, consciousness. Reveal thyself in this silence. I open the door. Consciousness flows. Have I been so long a time with you? And you have not known me? Know me now. Consciousness unfolding. The most important part of our work, says Joel, is answering the question, what is God? Where is God? And now, through experience, you have the answer. Consciousness, I am God. I, God consciousness, am right here, right now. Yes, you have wandered afar off. Now come back here to the well of consciousness. And behold, I spring up into life everlasting. I have not come to help you. I have not come to teach you. I have come to be you. Be ye therefore perfect as your consciousness within. Any place you may ever find yourself, whether you're sitting on the shores of Hawaii, listening to the waves lapping against the shore, whether you're in a downpour in the middle of Los Angeles or London, Chicago or South Africa or Madrid, and it's crowded and there are many cars, do not get into them. Turn ye and live. Turn ye to consciousness within. In the peace, in the sand, on Maui or Kauai or Hawaii, don't Get into it. Find your peace within. Rest back. Feel consciousness, and you have found God. Now let God, consciousness, live your life. Well, this is a short talk today because it's more of a meditation than a talk. Return here as often as you wish until you can turn within with ease and comfort and stillness and allow your consciousness, God, to pour forth. Thank you, my friends, ever so much for drawing out of consciousness the secret revealed today. Consciousness is God. Thank you.